In 2008, Stephen Samuelson of Petersburg ran against incumbent Peggy Wilson for the Republican nomination to the Alaska State House. He's running against Wilson again this year for the same nomination, and he joins us now to talk about his campaign. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you.
I want to begin by asking you the electoral math question, given that introduction. What's changed between then and now that convinced you to run again?
Well, I've got a lot of community support from several individuals giving me phone calls and whatnot. I'm really passionate about what I'm doing, very passionate about this district, our state, and Southeast. And I think that we need different representation that can try to move things forward in a different light, you know, putting a fresh face to Alaska politics.
What are you concerned about, or what would you like to change from how things have been done?
I think transportation is a real big issue. You living in Sitka, you can know. Even me trying to travel out here in January, I could get here, but I couldn't leave until the 28th on the ferry. That's too much time for me to be here. So there's scheduling issues, just a lot of different issues with the ferry system that people are aware of that we need to work on. Another real big issue that I want to see happen and worked on is the energy issues throughout Southeast. I'm very big on energy. I think that that is our future as far as hydropower, wind power, tidal power, geothermal. I think there's a lot of different areas that we could work on as far as energy projects in the region.
I know Sitka is paying a lot of attention to expanding its hydro here. One of the big concerns is whether we're going to have the capacity to handle the demand, especially as people convert to electric heat. Is that something you're seeing across the district, or is that unique to Sitka, or are electrical, you know, issues common to most of the places you would represent if elected?
No, I'm seeing that a lot of people are switching over to electric, and the demand, there's not enough hydro to meet demand right now, which is one reason why I really support a Southeast intertie, because if we get everybody on one grid, it's a long future thing, but it's something that I'd really like to start working on and moving forward with. All these hydropower projects or sites that we have potential could be utilized through all the communities. And if you don't have enough hydro to take care of yourself here, we could try and bring power from other areas in the region. And it's water management. You know, lakes are thawing and at different levels, and so you could move power any way that we need it to different communities.
What's the long-term strategy there? You know, I mean, how do you go in to a legislative position and say, okay, long-term, here's what we're going to do to make sure that not only do we take care of the current problems we're facing, but that, you know, 50 years from now, we're in good shape too.
Show how it's going to benefit the rest of the state. It's right now our government is supported by oil. And we know the oil is dwindling all the time. Now, I support oil, and we need that for economy throughout Alaska. But we need to look into the future on different development and different things we can use to support government and all the Alaskans that live here. I think that in Southeast Alaska, hydro projects and resource is such as wind, tidal, all that can be the next pipeline, and we can make it work here through intertie and try to work north and get more people involved, more communities.
Let's talk about transportation. You mentioned your ferry itinerary was, when did you get in and when are you leaving?
Well, I came in on, when did I get here? On the 12th, and that worked to get here. Petersburg to Sitka was no problem to get a car here. The problem is that I couldn't get back from Sitka to Petersburg until around the 28th with a car, so I had to fly. And the, you know, the airline schedule isn't that great either, trying to get from Wrangell, Petersburg over to Sitka. It's something that needs to be worked on and looked at, just to make it more efficient.
The airline's, of course, private company, but the ferry is not. And right. So what can you do at the State House level to expand service to Southeast, especially especially in light of funding issues with the ferry?
Well, it's a tough one, you know, trying to get out here into Sitka. And I understand, you know, Petersburg has this and Wrangell have the same issue with the Narrows going through there. And it's a lot of money for the state to run out here. But the bottom line is that it is our highway And until we can figure out something that is going to work better for us, we have to make sure that we have a solid schedule and maintain good transportation out here. So many things work around a solid transportation. There's not one community that I can think of anywhere in the nation that is a successful community that doesn't have solid transportation in and out of that area. So we need to work harder, try to get that. You know, when I was growing up in Petersburg, I'm fourth generation, I've lived there all my life. You know, high school and middle school, anytime we were going to go on sports, we were going to get on the ferry, and it worked. We didn't miss a lot of school, if any. And, you know, the ferry would pick us up and drop us back off for whatever event. Right now, you get on the, stand in line to get on the plane, and you see all these kids. And it boggles me how families are affording to be able to pay for their kid to go on these events, which is very important to keep kids motivated and in activities. But either the school's paying for it or families, and that, you know, schools can't afford to be putting mass groups on the plane. And families, it's, you know, $300 to fly a kid around. That's not going in your fuel tank or something else. So we need to work on that. We need solid transportation.
That's a good segue into our next question about, you know, what families can afford. Because I know you were at the Chamber of Commerce meeting earlier this week, and there's concern in Sitka and other communities about the economy, certainly as it relates to tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you promote the district? How do you make sure that tourism dollars continue to flow in and out of Southeast communities?
One, I would like to see us diversify. Now, that's a great buzzword that everybody uses, and nobody really has an answer. How are we going to diversify? And I continue to work on that answer. Tourism is important to all these communities in Southeast, but it works hand in hand with all the things that we have here too. Commercial fishing, you know, it's part of the three-leg stool and shouldn't be overlooked. Sitka's going to have a real tough time with the 25% cut this year, and you're going to have more cuts next year. And we do come back to diversification, and we have to figure out what are we going to do and how can we work with our surrounding communities to try and make it a Southeast issue instead of just standing alone as Sitka fighting a problem.
Senator Albert Kukesh recently received a subsistence violation. In fact, there's a hearing going on as we're doing this interview on Thursday morning related to that. Does the State House need to take up subsistence management? Do they need to look at how the state and the federal government together manage subsistence in Alaska? Or are things in your mind okay the way they are?
I think the state needs to have a bottom line so that everybody knows what, you know, what we're working with and how it's going to benefit and everybody in the community. You know, it is our resource, and we have to make sure that we manage it well, but we want to have access to it as well. I want to see that all Alaskans have access to the subsistence.
Do the recent controversies speak to the need for change of any kind, in your opinion?
It's something that I need to do more research on before I can really comment on that.
Okay. One of the biggest duties of any state legislature is education. Mm-hmm. Funding. Are you happy with the way education is funded in Alaska right now?
I think there can always be more funding in this district. You know, school systems seem to need a lot of money, and I don't know that the formula is 100% accurate for this region, but something that needs to be watched all the time is to make sure that we're getting as much funding as other areas so that we can move throughout the district and make sure that our kids in these schools are getting their needs met.
Mm-hmm. How, what's the best way to do that, in your opinion? I know that districts like Sitka are concerned about declining enrollment, and I'm not quite familiar with Alaska education funding, and you know, in other states I've lived in, it's been per pupil and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Are there specific areas of education funding you'd like to see tweaked?
Not right now. Education, like I said, is always going to need funding, and as a legislator, have to make sure that it's being watched and getting the proper funding that it's needed. But really, it's up to the educators superintendents, the people that are there on a day-to-day basis to come out and say, you know, this is really what we need and this is what's suffering because of it, so that as a legislator we can go head-to-head and really work on getting those issues met.
What are your feelings on the limited entry charter policy?
I feel that everybody that's involved in the commercial fishing, charter fishing, anybody has a responsibility to make sure that they are doing their part to protect the resource of the stocks.
Is there a way to smooth relations between the two industries, which I know have been very, very tense?
Yeah, I hope so. I really do. It is a tense situation, especially in the Sitka area, but throughout the whole region. What I'd like to see is the state come down and give a bottom line. This is, you know, this is where we're at. Yeah, a lot of times it has to do with federal fish, which is the halibut. But the state has to get involved on some level so everybody knows what are we working with, so that the commercial fleet, so that the charter fleet, so that everybody can be on the same page and try to find the common ground so that we can all just do our jobs.
A lot of people look at public office and they say, you know, well, first of all, everybody has an opinion about the way people are performing in public office. But many of them, after they've said their opinion, then say, I wouldn't want the job. So why do you want the job? What appeals to you about being an elected official?
Everything about it. This has been such an interesting thing to get involved in. You know, in the beginning, you wonder, how do you even get involved in something like this? And it turns out you throw your hat in and you just go for it. The reason I got involved is because I have all the issues that I have problems with. And, you know, you complain, you go to the coffee shops, you mumble and grumble and whatnot. And I got to a point that I either need to be quiet about it or try and do something about it. And so I stood up and feel like I want to take a different direction with all the issues that we have in this district.
Stephen Samuelson of Petersburg is seeking the Republican nomination to the Alaska State House. Stephen, thanks.
Thanks for having me.